good morning, and welcome to an open phone day on the talk show. We haven't had one in a while. Maybe for the reason, same reason, when you pick up a newspaper or listen to you hear a lot of best of radio, you get a lot of let's remember the year 2019. I was going to say something about the fact that typically in most offices, the week of Christmas, the week of New Year, and this year's even kind of a stranger one because we got Christmas Day and New Year's Day both on a Wednesday, which kind of leaves you in, if you normally would take a day or attach a day to it, it doesn't really work, you know? It doesn't really work very well anyway. I took 2 days or 3 days. I took the 2 days after Christmas off, and it was nice to be there. We had family that was here there the whole time. It's strange. Now, this is back. I'm back. Working tomorrow, then Wednesday off, and then back in on Thursday and Friday. It's just a little bit on the strange side. A lot of people. My wife's off. She's been off since the Friday before Christmas. She didn't go back until the Monday after, the 6th of January. So.
Oh, lucky her.
Well, I think it's one of those things, it's the way the school year pops up. I think, if I'm right, Burlington and Notre Dame and a number of other, a lot of schools will be going back on Thursday, the day after New Year's. So it's I know. When you're in radio, you think, well, it's still a long time.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'd take it just a couple days anytime.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's always hard when the holiday hits in the middle of the week because we keep getting, we had a couple days and then Christmas and then a couple days and then the weekend. And now we're going to work a couple days, New Year's.
Yeah, it works a lot better when it's at the beginning of the week or the end of the week.
Yeah, weekends.
But that's another story. Anyway. You did have a significant event in your life that did happen. I mean, let's face it, it doesn't happen that often, probably for good reason.
That's right. Yeah.
You've officially become engaged.
I am engaged. That's right. So
have you set an actual date?
We're looking at December of next year. I think 12/12, something in there.
12/12.
I'm not the wedding coordinator.
I will.
My job is to show up. I've done the hard part.
Guess what my wedding date is?
What's that?
12/12.
Oh, well, I got to change it now. Got to change it.
Although I've been married for 38 years too, so I mean it's like okay, I guess it's stuck for.
Oh yeah.
yesterday was my sister's, my oldest sister's 59th wedding anniversary.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Time marches on, doesn't
it? Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, well, next year will be 60, and they. She swims a mile or two every day, and they're active. And I think, keep moving. The best advice I ever heard from anybody is be a moving target. It's harder for the Grim Reaper to get you.
That's right.
Anyway, it is. This is sort of the non-week. I'm not sure what this week is. We look back a little bit on 2019. You hear all of the what's the biggest news story of 2019. Well, I don't know if there was a big news story 2019. We've got an impeachment thing that still seems to be in limbo right now, and I'm not sure why. I think it's because they're still trying to figure out who's going to be doing what, and how is the structure of this thing going to be. And so it's right now it's not happening.
Yeah, it's also the
legislature or the government is on a break right now, believe it or not.
Yeah, who would have thought? They've been working so hard for us.
Well,
they need a break.
And so I don't know. And I think there is a genuine concern about a lot of people that says, this whole idea of doing an impeachment, maybe it wasn't the best idea.
Yeah, if there's one word you haven't heard in the news in about 10 days,
yeah,
the word impeachment. You know why? Because it's blowing up in the Democrats' face right now.
Yeah, it really isn't. It is a kind of thing that you know, they're saying, well, you know what? We know how impeachment has worked. And, you know, this isn't Watergate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, and I'm one of those that also thought the whole Bill Clinton thing, you know, okay. You know, it's kind of a little bit of entrapment there, you know, because you had, okay. Anytime you're dealing with sex, you're dealing with, and the fact is, when you're asking somebody, did you have sex with that woman? You know, well.
Yeah, I mean.
The natural inclination is, well, of course, no, I did not
especially.
I did not, yeah, you see what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I think anyone
and,
who.
And, if that becomes the perjury, that becomes the whole reason for your perjury thing, and I think that's really what happened.
Yeah.
I think that's really what happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. They put him on the stand.
It was a gotcha.
Yeah, they asked him a bunch of questions he didn't want to answer that weren't about anything having to do with him being president.
Right.
They were only with his personal, you know, goings on with Miss Lewinsky and Linda Tripp. It was a snowball of things.
And the reality is that when you're the president, it isn't the JFK era anymore. You know, it's not hands off.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's, you know, maybe when you're the president, there's a certain amount of visibility you have that, and also notoriety that you may have. And also, is there going to be a lot of people that want to get you? Yes.
Yes, definitely.
So, you know, you have to tread lightly and be, yeah. I think discretion is the better art of valor, but out of the whole situation. But anyway, it's not, they're talking about how to compare it. There really wasn't much in the Clinton thing. That's why he was not convicted. Because it became down to a thing that said, okay, well, this is rather a silly thing. The whole thing with Trump seems to be just about as silly, because we really don't. I mean, it's like, okay, what sort of a deal was he trying to make?
Well, yeah, and nobody can say what law he broke.
And
if you can't even list a charge, they just keep saying obstruction.
It's not obstruction of justice, it's obstruction of Congress.
Of Congress is what they're trying to get. And how did he do that? What did he do to obstruct Congress? I mean, if they're trying to say that the things he said were somehow obstructing Congress,
The reality is that I cannot see any situation where there's going to be any conviction out of this. I can see a whole lot of things where I don't see anything. You know, the people that say, well, okay, well, they'll be able to say, well, he was impeached. But they'll probably be able to say, you know what, we looked like fools when we did what we did.
Yeah, they're doing more damage than.
And I think what
we've seen from the polls is since this impeachment has started, most of the swing voters are starting to go straight to Trump because they see how disingenuous this impeachment process really is. Nancy Pelosi herself has come out and made statements how she's going to wait. The Democrats are playing this weird game right now because the impeachment, it's made it through the House, but they don't want it to go to the Senate now.
Well, and Michael Moore, the filmmaker, mm-hmm. he said, and he's an avowed, you know,
staunch Democrat.
Democrat, and he said, He said he sees nothing but Trump being, he sees what it has done. It has solidified. It has done exactly the opposite of what was thought or what was attempted to be done, and that is to break the base up. No, it has solidified the base and made it even stronger.
Yeah. And if they would have brought some concrete evidence instead of playing this vague, you know, changing the goal, moving the goalposts every week, if they would have come forward and said, we have this right here, he said this, he did this, that is a criminal charge.
Right.
You know, that would be one thing. And if you could point to that, it would be great for the Democrats. It would be a huge blow to Trump that they had some concrete evidence to point at, that something they could throw a wall and actually stick.
The Richard Nixon thing was an absolute, it was a slam dunk. You know, it was one of those things that had festered for years, and it once the as it gradually unraveled, It continued to simply basically hang him is what it did.
Yeah.
The fact is, it's never the deed. It's the lie about the deed that is what's going to get you.
Well, and right now they're in this weird place because the Democrats, they've gone through with the impeachment. They've stepped off the edge. It's past the point of no return with this impeachment. Well, now what several of the top Democrats are saying is, well, there's no rule that says we have to give it to Senate. We can just leave it unprosecuted, which seems even more, underhanded that they just wanted to smear this impeachment label all over something without ever finishing the process.
But if you don't, you just look like it. My own feeling is that if you don't, you just look like you're a fool, or look like you didn't have the prosecutorial position that you needed to have if you're going to bring this thing to trial.
Yeah, they're standing there, they're holding an empty sack right now, yeah, saying that they've got
the,
a.
You didn't have the evidence. You didn't have the rock firm hard evidence that's going to you had with Nixon, and the only thing you had with Bill was this whole thing about, yes, I never had sex. I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. Well, it depends on the definition of the word is.
And anyone that was celebrating this impeachment of Trump getting impeached obviously didn't understand what was going on, because them saying that he's been impeached now, all that means is a bunch of people voted and said, let's take this to court in the Senate. That's all it means. And if nothing comes out of that, he's going to walk away scot-free. He's going to be totally...
I have noticed, and if you probably don't watch the evening news or whatever, I do tend to watch it. I tend to watch it, but because it just tends... But when you're... Well, okay. Normally, if you're watching the evening news... Now, if you're watching the evening news, the national evening news, I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC, everything, all of it is being sponsored by drug companies, right?
Yep.
Okay. If you're watching the local evening news on any of the local or on the Quad City channels, it's one after another political campaign message. You might have six or seven of them in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what is interesting to me is that Tom Steyer, he's a billionaire, multi-billionaire entrepreneur, yeah, which is not, I guess he sort of was like just one of the bunch there, isn't he? But he says, it's climate change, and he will be the climate change president. The problem with it is that it doesn't catch fire. It doesn't literally grab the American people and say, but this is a very, very important thing.
You're assuming he wants to be president. He doesn't. He's doing what happens in every single European election, and that is...
He's bringing the issue up.
Yes. He is getting a platform right now. So he is essentially doing exactly what this young girl is doing from Germany.
Right.
It's Greta Thunberg. Okay.
Yeah.
She's going around, and she has just made a huge name for herself and has a giant worldwide income now for being a climate change speaker. She can now get paid tens of thousands of dollars to go to a conference and speak about climate change. She can make her entire career, the rest of her life, talking about climate change. Tom Steyer is trying to do the same thing.
Okay.
He wants to be a player. He sees climate change as being this big issue over the next 10 years.
He doesn't need the money, though. He doesn't need it.
But anyone who's running for president is looking for validation, is looking for people to like them.
Well, and Elizabeth Warren, every one of her commercials says, on her very first day, she will be attacking corruption in Washington.
Tell me, Elizabeth Warren, what does that mean? That is the vaguest statement I've ever heard.
Corruption in Washington. Okay.
It's just as drain as Trump's, Trump's drain the swamp. It's just as vague and meritless.
That's what I mean.
What does that mean? We're going to drain the swamp. Well, what does that mean? We're going to get rid of the bad stuff. What's bad? Lots of stuff. That's all you get. You get these vague generalities about.
The problem is that most people, they view an election, or they view any change in the status of who's their leader is going to be. They base it based on how their life is and how are they doing in relation to it. Was the old the question? Oh, the we was the Richard uh, not Richard. It was the Ronald Reagan question. when he was in, debating Walter Mondale. He said, my fellow Americans, all I need to do is ask you one question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And that's really that that'll be the question. And frankly, that's all that that Trump has to do, because the fact is, people, they don't live in this. I'm really fired up about that. Yeah, climate change is yes. Is there something significant? Do we need to be dealing with it? Yes. Is there, how much can we do about it? Well, when we've got Russia and we've got China and we've got India, who have no regulations whatsoever, I guess if they're not participating, how are we going to keep their pollution and all of the things from, all of the things they're spewing into the atmosphere? How much does that affect the rest of the planetary balance, so to speak?
Yeah, and, as a country, we can only do so much. If we get our pollution down to absolutely zero, I've said this on the show before, if we get our pollution absolutely down to zero, we are not polluting one thing, not one cigarette butt, not one piece of plastic. You know what that means? It means we've gotten rid of, 0.8% of the world's pollution.
And
what are we going to do after that?
Well, the other thing is that how much of climate change is caused by what humans do versus how much is a natural process,
yeah,
based on what's going on. The Earth has been in a continual state of climate change over all the eons that it has been around.
Yeah, and that's the big question. I think until that question has been proven and solved, and we're going to constantly have this debate about climate change.
It's talked often about, the fact is, we're that much warmer than we were 10 years or 20 years or 30 years ago. But the reality is that, look at Burlington. When you say, that's an all-time record. Well, the all-time record really goes back to 1888, because that's when the National Weather Service actually, or the roots of the National Weather Service, began, and they started taking consistent readings of high and low temperatures, and other things.
We had strange weather events even back in the 1800s. There was they called the Little Ice Age.
And there was a Krakatoa. We had Krakatoa that changed it, made it dark for years. I think it was 3 years before everything kind of settled out after that. So, there are a lot of things that are natural things that happen that have greater impact than virtually anything that human beings have done.
Yeah, and until we finally figure out what we're putting into the atmosphere as opposed to what is naturally occurring, if the science comes out and says, everything that we've done has contributed to 1% of this problem, maybe we shouldn't be throwing trillions of dollars at this because it might not be us doing it. But if we do that same science and it says that we're 50% of the problem, it's really important that we step up and we start doing something about the amount of carbon we're putting into the atmosphere, because it's going to affect us greatly in the future.
Okay, we're going to talk more about what's going on in our world, and we'd love to hear from you today. We'll be back in just a few minutes right after the news.
It's Doubleheader High School Basketball on the air this Friday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 as the Notre Dame Nike girls and boys host Holy Trinity. Join Casey Fleming and Joe O'Brien for all the action. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance, Standard of Beaverdale, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, and courtesy door sales and service. Notre Dame Holy Trinity doubleheader basketball Friday night at 5:45 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Got grays? Then you've got to get your hands on the number one root concealer in the world from L'Oreal, Magic Root Cover-Up Spray. In just 3, 2, 1, you're done. Sprays on easily, dries in a flash, washes out in one shampoo. Works on every hair color and every hair texture. Magic Root Cover-Up Spray. With 8 beautiful shades that blend right in, you'll see why it's number one. Magic Root Cover-Up Spray by L'Oreal Paris. Look for the turquoise can at your local retailer.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life?
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. 28-year-old Belinda Burke of Oskaloosa was arrested by Burlington police at 9th and Cedar Street Sunday evening for fifth-degree theft. She was later released after posting the $300 bond. 58-year-old Todd Miller was taken into custody by Burlington police Sunday night at 937 Shield Street. He was arrested for second-degree sexual abuse and taken to Des Moines County Jail on no bond. An East Moline woman is recovering from being stabbed repeatedly in the middle of the night on Sunday. According to a press release, at about 2:45 a.m., East Moline police responded to a domestic disturbance between a man and a woman in the 1100 block of 16th Avenue. When officers arrived, they located the woman who had sustained multiple stab wounds to her back and head and quickly rushed her to a hospital. The department says she is currently in stable condition. In the initial investigation, police uncovered that the man had fled to Rock Island. He was then located and jailed on charges of aggravated domestic battery. The investigation remains ongoing by East Moline police detectives. A dozen people have applied to fill a vacant seat on the Iowa Supreme Court left by the sudden death in November of Chief Justice Mark Cady. Court officials say the State Judicial Nominating Commission will conduct interviews on January 9th of the applicants. Those interviews, to be held in the Iowa Supreme Court courtroom in Des Moines, are open to the public. Following the applicants' interviews, the commission will select three nominees to be forwarded to Governor Kim Reynolds. The governor will then have 30 days to appoint the new justice from the three nominees. A Sioux City man has pleaded not guilty to vehicular homicide while driving recklessly in the June death of a bicyclist. The Sioux City Journal reports that 37-year-old Eddie Guevara entered the plea Friday in Woodbury County District Court. He also pleaded not guilty to operating while intoxicated. Authorities say Guevara had alcohol and marijuana in his system when the vehicle he was driving hit 64-year-old Charles Flaherty on June 13th in Sioux City. Police say Guevara later told officers he was texting on his phone when he hit Flaherty, who died a week after the crash. And those were today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un tells his military leaders and diplomats, be prepared for offensive measures. He set an end-of-the-year deadline for the Trump administration to make concessions in nuclear weapons negotiations. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox pursuing diplomacy is still the plan here.
We still maintain our view that we can find a path forward to convince the leadership in North Korea that their best course of action is to create a better opportunity for their people by getting rid of their nuclear weapons.
And Secretary Pompeo says airstrikes in the Middle East are meant as a defensive action against a militia backed by Iran.
The U.S. launched a series of airstrikes in Syria and Iraq after the death of an American contractor in a rocket attack. Five locations were targeted, three in western Iraq and two in eastern Syria. Iran calling the airstrikes an act of terrorism.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. 25 people are reported to have been killed in those strikes. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Cloudy day with slight chance of light snow, flurries, and breezy today. A high of 33 degrees. We'll see west winds gusting to 35. Those same west winds continuing to gust to 35 tonight with cloudy skies. Slight chance of a little light snow, flurries, and breezy. We'll see steady temperatures around 29. And your New Year's Eve Tuesday, cloudy early, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. A high of 35, continued breezy. Mostly clear Tuesday night, down to 24. Right now, our skies continue to be cloudy. It's 30.
I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC. Stocks are lower, perhaps end of the year balancing in the last two trading days of this year. The Dow is down 95, NASDAQ's fallen 51, and the S&P 500 down 11. There is a report that China's vice premier will come to Washington this week to sign the Phase 1 trade deal. Wall Street has had a great year so far, with the S&P 500, best indicator of the entire market, up nearly 30%. Predictions are for single-digit increases in 2020. Tesla making its first deliveries of cars to its Chinese customers, cars built at its Shanghai plant. Overall, movie ticket sales brought in $200 million over the weekend, a 6.3% boost from last year. The latest Star Wars film remained on top, followed by Jumanji and the newly released Little Women. Disney accounting for nearly 40% of the 2019 box office. Stephanie Shelton, CNBC.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-479-3238. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-479-3238. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-479-3238. 1-800-479-3238.
When the spirits of the season begin to flow, the possibility of an accident looms larger. What starts out as a great party all too often carries just one step over the line, and you could be operating a motor vehicle, endangering yourself and others on the road. Before you are pulled over by flashing lights or worse, your friends at Pritchard Broadcasting, Bud, Bud Light, and Golden Eagle Distributing want to make sure that we all get home safely. In the spirit of the season, Golden Eagle Distributing is providing free cab rides from the bar to home on New Year's Eve between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. for people in the Burlington area. Just call or have your bartender call A to Z Taxi at 752-6866 and tell them you need a safe ride home. Remember, responsibility matters. Provided with care by Budweiser and Pritchard Broadcasting.
Imagine never worrying about performing another data backup, a computer meltdown, or ordering another toner cartridge. Hi, this is Mary Beth at J&S Electronics. We offer managed services so you don't have to. Worry-free IT solutions. We provide the people, platform, and services to keep your voice, data, video, and print systems operating efficiently and effectively. The J&S Electronics Managed Services team can keep your business running smoothly. For service you can rely on, call or visit our website at jselectronics.com.
Southern Iowa Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always keeping an eye on the future because everything we do serves a single purpose, keeping our promise to take care of our customers today and tomorrow. As we grow and innovate, find new ways to do business and serve our policyholders, that will never change. With Southern Iowa Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact April Johnson or Brittany Walston, your local agents at Southern Iowa Insurance on the west side of the square in West Point, Iowa.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain in effect.
On air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It's the week between, or the period of time between Christmas and New Year's. And yes, it's sort of the non-existent time. It's sort of like it's everything is that when you turn on the news, it's what happened in 2019 or what was the big story of 2019. I will say, probably personally, if I had to say big story 2019, it sort of captured the news, and I had Bob Saar ask me a little bit about it. He said, how was the your overall impression? He said, Ragbri came to town in 2019. All I said was, everybody I've talked to in a leadership role, and in whether it's a leadership role or a governmental role in anywhere connected to the city and Ragbri, all of them were in unanimous agreement that it was a darn good thing we had it in 2019 before all of the stuff came out about the Des Moines Register and this whole thing about this Carson King and then the mass resignation of T.J. Juskowitz and the entire Ragbri or the current Ragbri from the Register staff. Well, they've got, and I said, what did I say on this program? I said it look, the Des Moines Register has too much at stake. They have all of the infrastructure. They've got all of the names of every participant. They have all of the things that, yes, could this have been copied and whatever, shared, and all have been also been, I guess what, pilfered or whatever by TJ to use for his own purposes?
I think that's a little harsh. If he was the guy that paid all those bills for 10 years, do you think he probably knows those people too?
He knows that he right? already, no, I meant he knows the people, but I'm saying is, but he did not, he could, he didn't have proprietary rights to all of the infrastructure is what he did not have, because it wasn't all the register still owned. The register owned the biggest thing of all is they owned the name.
Yeah.
And they owned all of the history, and they owned all of the rights for marketing. All the marketing rights for that.
Just for the name. Just for that one name.
Just for that one name. But that one name is known worldwide.
Yeah, but when that name gets tarnished a little bit,
yeah,
and that's the only thing you have to hang your hat on,
well,
that's it's going to be tough, especially when your skilled staff just jump ship.
Most of the people don't even know and don't even care that the fact is, if they've been doing the ride, and I think I care more because I'm very familiar with the internal part of the ride. But for most people, it's okay. It's a bike ride. It happens always on the final week and last full week of July. It goes from west to east. People pat it on their calendar. They circle it on their calendar. There aren't very many people that can just simply say, well, I could do 2 weeks, or I could go, I think you were saying, well, yeah, I think there's going to be some people that will thin it out a little bit, and it needs to be thinned out. I said this as well. I said the fact is it's become too absolutely totally congested. There's no restrictions on the numbers of people that are out on that road. I think by doing what TJ's doing, I think it will thin the Ragbri herd a little bit. He's not going to get as many people. He's certainly not going to get as many people as he would get on Ragbri. But, I think what will happen is that it may balance things out enough that it will that it'll take some of that overwhelming congestion. I mean, look, there's no doubt about it. We've got it's like when you talk about driving, it's rush hour traffic into a city. You've driven into a major city in rush hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, leaving on Ragbri is like leaving. If you leave at 6 o'clock in the morning on Ragbri, you are leaving at the highest rush hour period of time that there is. And you're also leaving at a time when there are the most children on the road and the most inexperienced riders, because they have to leave early because it takes them a long time to get to where they need to go. If you're in that group, God help you.
Yeah.
Because it is so difficult to and it's frustrating because when it's that congested, and we never had to worry about that in the early years. I mean, there was a lot of people, but there was never that many people. And there was controls over numbers. There used to be, right now, one thing TJ did is basically he threw out the controls.
Well, I mean, here's a thought. This is something I've been thinking about with this new ride.
You're going to do it, right?
Well, on the fence, I guess. I know a lot of people weren't happy with Ragbri, the way Ragbri and how it all turned out in Burlington. It seemed like they came and Ragbri made a lot of money, a very select group of people made some money in town.
They had the Ragbri. What did they call it? The Ragbri Village.
Yeah.
And all of this. The thing is, but the reality is that those vendors are the same vendors you see every single day.
Yeah. So what was the net benefit for Burlington? What was the benefit? We got a bunch of people into our city to see it. That's cool. But it didn't help us. It didn't help the local businessmen.
It did help, it was selective. It helped, I guarantee, I said this in the statement, one, they had their two main whatever campgrounds were, there were three campgrounds. It was Ed Stone, Notre Dame, Burlington High School. Those were the three main campgrounds. Not
Yeah.
The three, the main campgrounds were the ones. Where do you think the main campgrounds were the ones that they were in the parks? Because why not? You got big tall trees and all of that sort of thing. Why would you not want? Yeah, I knew that, and there was also the place. It was one of the places I fell down because one of the biggest, busiest intersections was Harrison and Madison. Hello, because that's the one that took you to the parks. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll see what anybody else has to say about anything. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Hello. My name is Dean Fennessy. I wish you both a happy new year. Don't get too wild. I'm going to read you in the paper.
Okay. Well, you won't be reading any. There won't be anything to read about me, and I don't think anything to read about Mike EJ either. Okay.
Well, I'm just gonna watch a movie and watch Rose Bowl Parade. That's what I usually do. Do you two got any resolutions?
Actually, I don't have any resolutions other than to basically, basically lighten up, have more fun, and just keep on having fun. That's the only one I have.
I have one for 20 years, and I've kept it. What it is, basically, I don't make any.
Okay,
that's a good one.
Then I have kept it. Now,
well,
okay.
You never have to worry about making. I was going to say that.
I think it's a waste of time because
I agree.
People don't even keep those things.
Yeah. Well, my wife was asking me.
It's a waste of time.
Hey, Dean, my wife was asking me. So you're heading back. I said, look, I'm going to head back. I'm heading back to the Y on the first day. What is that? January 6th. I'm going to head back to the Y on January 6th. And I know that I will be, that there will be a lot of people that will be back at the Y that are joining the Y. They've gotten really committed to being at the Y, and I'll have more people there. But by the time, from January to February 1st, they'll probably be fairly busy. It'll gradually fade. By February 1st, I won't see them anymore. Yeah. That's usually the way it is. All right. Anyway, Dina.
Okay. Hey. Basically, that I agree with you on most of the things you've been saying today. Like, I've been in the top pretty good. Everybody's been saying what I've been saying. The top things in the news was impeachment. The violence all over the United States. It's been a shame.
The war on police has been a big deal, yeah.
The number one thing here was the violence in the Quad Cities and here in Burlington. And I can never remember when I was growing up, when I was a kid, this much violence in the town of Burlington. I think that I'm going to leave it there because I could.
Okay.
Because. I could say something. I don't know how people would feel about
Dean, that's fine. You said your piece, and we're going to talk some more about it. But hey, you have a happy new year.
2020 is going to be where it's already starting. Either in the future we're going to have another war in the Middle East because it's slowly starting to build to that, and the economy. Long as this stays the way it is, I predict that Trump will be back in the White House. And about global warming, I had a book I read about it. In 1922, they said the same thing, that we're going to destroy the Earth. We're all going to die. We're still here.
Well, you know what, Dean?
And why don't they go after the countries you mentioned, which is Venezuela, Russia, China, and all the countries who are pulling real bad polluters are socialist or communist countries.
But well, actually, there really isn't a lot of communism that's still around. But the reality is there's still a lot of what China is a hybrid, and so is Russia to some degree.
And about China, I look for this coming year, I still say it. If Trump gets back in the White House, we will have a trade agreement with China. If not, then China's going to win.
All right. Hey, Dean, I'm going to let you go.
And the one who controls the weather, you're right about what you said, the Lord God, Jesus Christ, he controls the weather. And the people who want to stop this global, they want to control it, but he controls it. And I'd rather have him in charge controlling the weather than human being.
All right. Hey, thanks, Dean. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you, Dean. All right, take care. All right, 9:51 at KBUR. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Michael Bruskowski, the voice of Southeastern Community College Basketball, and join me every Friday for Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, as we talk with the coaches, athletes, and others for an insider's view of the SEC athletics program. Hear the latest news regarding the teams at SEC. Hear Live with Blackhawk Nation every Friday at 7:22 in the morning and 5:25 in the evening on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and at 7:56 a.m. and 5:56 p.m. on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Imagine never worrying about performing another data backup, a computer meltdown, or ordering another toner cartridge. Hi, this is Mary Beth at J&S Electronics. We offer managed services so you don't have to. Worry-free IT solutions. We provide the people, platform, and services to keep your voice, data, video, and print systems operating efficiently and effectively. The J&S Electronics Managed Services team can keep your business running smoothly. For service you can rely on, call or visit our website at jselectronics.com.
Nobody beats our selection at Menards. All in-stock Kidde home safety products are on sale. Stay safe with a plug-in gas alarm with battery backup that alerts against carbon monoxide, propane, and natural gas. Only $29.99. Save on all in-stock Kidde home safety products. On sale now. Sale prices are good through Saturday, January 4th. Nobody beats our selection at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Anyway, welcome back on the talk show today. Mikey J is with us. We were talking about RAGBRAI. I think the shuttle system was not well coordinated.
It wasn't coordinated.
It was pretty much non-existent is what it was. They really didn't have a very excellent way of directing bicyclists to get to the downtown area. The easiest way was from the parks, as we knew there would be. Had there been a Cascade Bridge, yes. Would people have ridden their bikes across it? Yes. But they still could get there on Harrison and come on down. That's what I did. But they needed to have... The signage was awful. The signage was pretty much lacking. And I know that a lot of places were told to expect tremendous numbers of people. And there was a lot of people total... But they were spread out.
Yeah, and they were all being funneled down to the people that had already paid RAGBRAI to be the official vendor.
Right, so RAGBRAI Village.
They were raking up all the money and pushing it into their own pocket.
Yeah,
the RAGBRAI Village is like a band
of vagabond merchants and restaurateurs that are all in food trucks and in. Tents and everything else like that, all set up in the downtown, and they're used to feeding a lot of people in a hurry, okay?
Well, the point I wanted to get across about all this is that it left a bad taste in a lot of people in Burlington's mouth when RAGBRAI came through, you know, made money and headed on down the road, and a lot of people in Burlington, a lot of local businessmen I know downtown, lost money on the whole thing.
Yeah, I know it. And I think
so
that was
what happens when the Iowa ride comes through and is much more accommodating, makes the city much more money, you know, organizes everything better. What you're going to start to see is, yeah, Iowa's ride might not beat RAGBRAI this year, but what they're going to start to do is cities are going to start choosing, we want Iowa's ride. We don't want that RAGBRAI. We don't want this corporate money grab coming into our town again, because we remember what happened last time. But this new one, they're a lot nicer. They have something to prove. They're gonna be cheaper on the whole situation.
You know, I finally summed up when I was talking to Bob, or when I was writing to Bob. I said the bottom line is that from the standpoint of the businesses, no, they had a lot of businesses were greatly disappointed. A lot of churches greatly disappointed. Didn't get the people that they thought they were going to get. People within the city overall. They had some difficult, you know, they had traffic, you know, the dealing with the traffic. I don't think there was a lot of huge problems with traffic. Shuttle system, as I said, got a D, maybe a D minus. I thought, okay, the party at the riverfront, well done. And they had it in facing the auditorium, I thought, with the stage in front of the auditorium, perfect for an auditorium that you don't want people to go into, so because it blocked it. I thought that was good. And I said, the bottom line is, as far as riders go, they loved it because they could go to virtually any restaurant they wanted to and not have to wait huge amounts of time.
Yeah. It's weird that all the local businesses had nobody in them because
they had people. They did have people, but they didn't have they weren't overwhelmed. They weren't. They were told to be. You know, they had extra people hired. A lot of places.
It was business as usual than business as usual, because a lot of these places that had geared up for this giant party, their regulars who normally would have been there, you know, say, oh, well, there's going to be a giant party here. I'm not going to show up.
Right. But some places did do very well. Most of them did not do what they thought they were going to do. And I think that's part of it's a rule of, it's location, location, location. Where are you? And you're two blocks, you're two or three blocks out of the run or out of the regular route. You're going to have it's going to be a lot different for you than it will be the ones who are right downtown. And the downtown, if you're right downtown, you're going to do pretty well. If you're not right downtown, you're not going to do that well. And that's the way it was.
Yeah. Well,
but it was still for the riders. The riders said, hey, it was great. You were able to go to the Mississippi. There was a party down there. You get food anywhere you wanted. As far as riders, they were happy. I mean, the riders could care less about how Burlington did in terms of economics.
Yeah, and RAGBRAI could care less too, it seems like, because they you know, they didn't say sorry. They didn't try to help Burlington out. They didn't even pass out a map of the town to show where things were supposed to be, they promised everyone they were going to do.
No, there was not. That should have been done. Actually, that should have been done in Fairfield ahead of a ride in Burlington. That's what should have been done.
You should have got that map.
Well, you would have. There was a map, but there should have been.
Because my guess is you probably had a wristband or something that they gave you, right? Why couldn't they give you an information packet with the list of all the towns you're going to be going to?
We did get an information packet. What you don't get is most of these towns don't have their act together until usually about a week or two before. And so what they do is they'll put together something printed, and that doesn't really come out, and it doesn't really make any difference until it actually comes to town. But you need to be proactive. If you want to sell your town, you better be selling Burlington in Fairfield. If you're in Fairfield, you better be selling it in the town before. So everybody knows, okay, here's where you want to go when you get to Burlington. Here's where all the food's going. The food is going to be here. Here's where the shuttles are. Maps were not existent. At least if they were existent, I didn't see any. So anyway, hey, Mikey J, have a happy new year.
You too.